And now, another story of failure, this time from Failure Lab Detroit. Here's Charlie Wahlberg.
Start, stumble, facepalm, learn, grow, experiment, fail, start again, adapt, still fail, bang your head against something hard, persevere, adapt, fail again, cry, drink, watch late night infomercials, briefly consider a job working from home, earning $10,000 in your spare time. Dust yourself off, jump back in, fail, fail faster, fail again, succeed, celebrate, be labeled overnight success, secretly flip off everyone who calls you overnight success, punch back in, and fail again, iterate and fail, repeat and fail, succeed. Failure is a step. It's not the destination. Failure comes first and hopefully not last. If I look at my life as a failure, I really am well-versed from falling upstairs and falling down, sold my Apple stock at 20, wore white after Labor Day, No matter how you look at it, as a business owner, I've really had some remarkable things. And in the pop culture and fashion magazines, the last few pages, they always black out someone's eye and they say, they're doing it wrong, or I can't believe they wore this. If business magazines had that, it'd be like, area entrepreneur, up again. Whether it be funding or finance or hiring or firing, AP, AR, HR, CYA, I have screwed the pooch in just about every facet of a business there is to. But I'm always trying to be this heretic, trying to help people innovate. And as a creative director, I get to go in companies and I upset the apple cart and I light fires and it's so much fun. And then you look at your own life and you realize the most in need of kicking is right behind you. If I could ever walk into my own office and just go to a whiteboard and say, let's look at everything you're doing wrong, because really it's there is no shortage. We hide behind the cobbler's children never have no shoes. That's such a excuse, isn't it? But it's not a fear of failure that really is my bugaboo. It's comfort. It's complacency. It's having a little bit of success and then kind of plateauing. And, to kind of look at it from a couple of specific examples, starting in my career in advertising, I worked for big firms and little firms and was kicked out of just about everywhere as a writer, a designer, a coder, a creative director, a strategist. Didn't matter what I was doing. Didn't last long. And I finally found an agency where I really, felt I could grow. And I was there for a few years and moved through the ranks quickly and got my own department and really got to fly over the country just coming up with crazy ideas and upsetting the apple cart. And it was so great. But I still always had this dream of wanting to have my own agency. Well, first I wanted to be a jingle writer. Music to me as a child was get on the right track to 9 Mile and Mac, or here, dog, come on, dog, man, dog, I want you all calm down to Telegraph Road. Get a good deal. So that was my first advertising dream. It didn't work out so well. But, I wanted to have this agency. So while I'm working for the 8th biggest marketing firm in the world, and I'm having a ball, but I still start my own company. And I'm like, I am going to start the coolest agency in the world. But then you get your paycheck and your expense check, and you're flying around. And like, this is nice. They're velvet handcuffs, which is very popular in some circles. So I never go. I never do it because I'm comfortable. I'm successful enough. And go through a few different regime changes at the agency, and a new executive vice president comes in, and she calls me into her office and sits me down. And this is a quote. She's like, Charlie, we love your enthusiasm. We love all the big ideas. But really what we want you to do is come up with new ideas we've done before. So right there is like, that's the world screaming, Charlie, here's your chance. Go live your dream. But the paycheck comes. And I just kind of waste away in the corner, waiting. And 9/11 happens. And here come the cuts in all the business offices. And suddenly, I'm a reluctant entrepreneur. It took someone else to make me the entrepreneur. But I learned my lesson now, so we get the company and me and a couple partners. I'm full-time. They're still working where they work. And in a year, you know, I've gotten back to where I'm making a good living again. Things are nice. And complacency sets in again until my two partners get kicked out the door. And suddenly there's 3 mouths to feed. And you know what? Accidentally, we grow the accounts. We get more work. Company slowly grows up to about 10 people. Then 2008 hits. And complacency doesn't really mean comfort here, because now we're not making money. We're fighting all the time about this is the right way, this is the right way. And we are miserable and we're at each other's throats. But still, I can't leave. This is my home. This is my agency. And so we fight and we're miserable. Until one of our clients saves the day by saying, I either want to buy you or I'd like to join the firm. And they look at the books and say, yeah, I'm not doing that. So it took, again, an outside influence to break up what wasn't working and move me out. So then another restart a couple years ago. And so got back up, took me some time, got back to where I was. And again, that plateau that looks an awful lot more like a couch.
That was Charlie Wahlberg telling his story of failure. You can find out more about Failure Lab and hear more stories at failure-lab.com.